This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. A handmade loaf of bread is both ordinary and miraculous at the same time. And behind each one, even for a person who bakes hundreds of loaves week to week, there's a story of persistence through moments of uncertainty. Timothy Nordman is head baker and owner of Mr. Miowski's in St. Charles. He knows that story of everyday wins. But when he shared about one particular chapter in his baking journey on TikTok a few weeks ago, he got a big surprise. And he joins us now to talk about that and how gratitude is an integral part of his bread making. Timothy Nordman, welcome to St. Louis on the Air.
Hi, and thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, you're well known in St. Louis and now across social media for your sourdough, but baking hasn't always been your bread and butter. So how is it, Timothy, that you came into baking? What did you do for a living before that?
Before being a baker, I was a photographer and a videographer. So I did a lot of sporting events and a lot of weddings for about 15 years.
Okay. So becoming a baker, how did that begin?
Well, I was at the tail end of the videography career, and I kind of talked to my wife about how I was experiencing burnout, and I really wanted a chance or opportunity to do something else. So my wife, Becky, really afforded me that opportunity to go back to school for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And during that 2 year period, I was able to start to learn how to bake, and it just kind of became a passion of mine during that time period.
Mm-hmm. What was the first thing you baked? Was it bread or something else?
It was bread.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was a horrible loaf of bread.
Okay. But
it qualified.
Right. So what was it that attracted you specifically to bread making and to sourdough specifically?
I just could not get it right. I could not get it right. No matter, like, I just kept trying and I kept failing. And every once in a while, I'll pick up a hobby that just annoys me to no end, and I can't get it right, and I will not let it down until I just get good at it. And bread making was kind of like one of those things that kind of, you know, I became obsessed with.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how is it that you hit upon your version of sourdough?
Yeah. So I had been baking and baking and baking a lot of bread, and but I think what really changed how I looked at bread is I left a batch of it overnight on the counter on accident. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, you know, let's just go ahead and shape it into a loaf and see what happens. And that was kind of like a revelation. That extra time and fermentation really changed the way that the loaf tasted. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've been really doing long and slow fermenting of the sourdough.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I want to get the timing on this because during the pandemic, when people had to stay home, there were many people who are making sourdough, but this precedes that pandemic period, right?
It did by about five years.
Okay, so you're ahead of the curve in that way. So the bakery then, I mean, you were baking bread, but the bakery was not the next step. What was it that was happening in between that made you realize that you wanted to go all in?
Well, I think at some point I had been renting kitchen space at a then place called Carondelet Commissary Kitchen, which I think now is Sugar Witch ice cream shop. Mm-hmm. But my fees to rent that were far exceeding what a rent at a commercial place would have cost.
Right.
So the math kind of made sense at some point for me to dive headfirst in and build a bakery for my own.
Mm-hmm. And were you looking specifically for something in the St. Charles area, or was your net cast wider insofar as a location?
We looked everywhere. I remember we looked at a place on Big Bend Boulevard that was kind of like in between Richmond Heights and Maplewood area. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think ultimately it came down to what I could afford.
Right.
And this place was extremely affordable. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of made the decision a little bit easier.
Right. So Something also to clarify here is that you are Timothy Nordman. Mm-hmm. You are not, in fact, Mr. Miowski.
I am not. I'm his human or his caretaker. I am not Mr. Miowski.
So who is Mr. Miowski and how did he come to have such an honor having a bakery named after him?
I know. Mr. Miowski comes with a backstory. That was the nickname of my wife and I, our late cat. His name was Stewie. Mm-hmm. And Stewie's nickname was Mr. Miowski. So when we decided to start the bakery, it was kind of like a foregone conclusion that Mr. Miowski was going to be the name of the bakery. Mm-hmm. And then all the social media posts and everything like that are written from his point of view and what he's doing at the bakery. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the story behind it.
Right. There's an image or a portrait of him there, right?
There is. So there's a big logo. And then, my wife, Becky, she loves this AI art right now, and so she continually makes portraits of Mr. Miowski for me to hang at the bakery, and mm-hmm. he's, shaping loaves of bread or shaping croissants.
Okay.
It's pretty entertaining.
And that's a very formal nickname.
It is.
So was that kind of like his temperament? Does that have anything to do with sort of the mood of the bakery itself?
Right. So, like, I think whenever he was doing something like a hoity-toity or what, you know, something of that nature, it was always like, pardon me, Mr. Miowski, like, sorry to get in your way. So that kind of like playful nature, you know, definitely made its way into the bakery.
Right, right. So in the introduction, we had alluded to a surprise that had come through social media. And back mm-hmm. in May, you shared a story on TikTok about how you acquired the oven that is in your bakery. Timothy, can you recap that story for us and why it is that you decided to share it?
I'll start with the second question
sure.
first. The reason why I decided to share it is during this mission of building the bakery, there are so many amazing things that came together and happened. And when I take time to reflect on it, it keeps me awestruck. Mm-hmm. Like, how kind everybody is and was, and the people that came together to make it all happen. It's been amazing. So to answer your question, when I decided that I wanted to have a bakery, I kind of put the horse in front of the cart and I decided I needed an oven. So I'm on Craigslist, I'm on Facebook Marketplace, you know, daily, you know, hitting refresh several times a day. And this oven pops up in this church, and they want to get rid of it because mm-hmm. it no longer meets the building code that they were in. It needed a hood or a ventilation system. So I took a look at it and I loved it. It's old. It's beautiful. It's stainless steel. It's older than I am. Mm-hmm. It was just beautiful. But then the hard part was, I have nowhere to put it. A big oven, right? And then the other thing was getting around the cost of the oven. Mm-hmm. The cost of the oven, the people that I bought it from, the church that I bought it from, they were willing to take weekly payments. So I would sell my bread at a farmer's market, and then they would take $200 payments. So I went and every Sunday morning I'd drive and then hand them the $200 until the whole oven was paid off.
Right. I mean, it's the kind of story that gives you a little bit of hope, I guess, for the state of humanity. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's why it resonated? I mean, what were some of the comments that you got in response to that video?
Yeah, I think that everybody thinks that there's some sort of big barrier to that dream that everybody has. And I just like, and everybody is just either sharing how they got around those barriers or they're on their way to getting around those barriers. But I think a lot of people in their head, they think, I need to go get a business loan for $1 million and I need to be in, you know, do all these things. And, you know, sometimes life really works in your favor. And then this was one of those times. And yeah. So I
that's part of the reason it hit with so many people.
Yeah.
We're talking with Timothy Nordman, who is the head baker and owner of Mr. Miowski's, which is a bakery on Main Street in St. Charles. So this oven mm-hmm. is now in your bakery on mm-hmm. Main Street. And like any good sourdough bread, a starter is necessary. And your oven video had a surprise starter, who's a TikToker named Jolly Good Ginger. What kind of rise did that give Mr. Miowski's?
Right. So I posted the video, and then I have two coworkers that work with me, Monique and Viona. And Viona is a TikTok star herself. So every time I'd post a video, I'd joke around and be like, Viona, this is the one. I'm going viral. You know. And then every time I'd get 50 views or whatever. So this Sunday, I posted that video, and we always joked around, well, you know, put your phone down, don't look at it for an hour, you know. And I put my phone down, waited an hour, and it had something like 10,000 views.
Wow.
And I was like, Viona, I think this is the one.
Oh, right,
I
right.
really do. So then it kind of picked up steam and went along. And then that Thursday, I looked down at my phone. I was taking a creative writing class, and I was about to go in the class, and I got an alert. Jolly Good Ginger has reposted your video, and immediately I thought, oh no, we are not prepared for what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote him a quick message like, hey, you know, we're a very small, it's just me, Monique, and Viona. We're a real small team, but we're going to try our best not to disappoint you or your fans. That next day, we had a line out the door, and it has not stopped.
Oh, gosh.
It really hasn't. So Monique and Viona have rallied around this, and the amount of people that we've been able to welcome through the door has been amazing, the bakery doors.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has been incredibly supportive, and then people are coming in to tell and share their stories, and
mm-hmm.
the video means so much. You know, it's something different to everybody. So
right.
getting a chance to hear everybody's stories, it's been amazing.
Mm-hmm. And have people been citing Jolly Good Ginger's video when they come in?
100%.
What do they say?
So, they usually, I'm here because of Jolly Good Ginger.
Right,
and
right.
then there was another local St. Louis guy, Doug Weaver,
mm-hmm.
and he stitched the video as well,
okay.
which was, he's an incredibly funny guy. So his video got something like 250,000 likes, and Jolly Good's video, the whole thing got out of hand. And then someone from New York stitched Doug Weaver's video, and it got 1,000,000 likes. Like it got silly real quick.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's great. Have you been able to keep up with this demand?
Do you mean demand like by product demand or like interacting
yeah.
with people online?
I mean, both.
Well, I definitely read all the comments, and it is by far been the most positive experience on social media ever. Everyone's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Like, yeah.
No one's mean,
okay.
which I don't knock on wood somewhere, but
right, right.
But demand, it's been a challenge. Like, I'm not going to say it's been easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody had to really work really hard, and we've been really trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to lie and say it's been a cakewalk, but we're trying hard.
Yeah. And are the majority of the customers who are coming to you, are they local? Are they people who are passing through the area and mm-hmm. making Mr. Miowski's a stop on their way in?
Mm-hmm. So our customer base is 60% repeat business, or it was before this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And out of that 60% repeat, you know, probably 80% of them were from the core St. Charles City County. And then we would draw, you know, 25% from St. Louis County and St. Louis City.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, I came from California and I'm visiting my niece or my mom, and we had to stop here. So
uh-huh.
like the amount of people and the net is so much wider now.
Right, right. Where is Jolly Good Ginger himself?
Oh, that's a good question.
Not sure?
I'd be guessing.
Okay.
I would be guessing.
So, well, because
so sorry.
because he says, like, if you are somewhere near there, please
right.
go and check it out for me.
Yeah.
So, you know, storytelling is something that is very common for people who are running businesses these days. What was your reason for incorporating storytelling online into what you were doing in the bakery, you know, with your hands on the bread?
I think that kind of like what I alluded to earlier, when you start having a singular focus on things, it's almost uncanny how things come together. And like, I just sat down and thought one day, I'm like, I don't think people would even believe me if I began to tell them like all the awesome things that happened that came together. So I kind of really wanted to share that. And then also when I get in a mindset where like nothing's good enough, or I look and I'm not happy with certain things, you know, gratitude kind of goes a long way to snap me personally out of what I'm going through. So that video in particular was kind of played that role for me. It was just like, let's remember how incredible your life is right now. Mm-hmm. And how many things had to come together for you to open these bakery doors every day.
What does this success mean for what you will be doing with Mr. Miowski's as you move forward?
Obviously, we're all going to keep trying and keep improving our product. And then also, you know, to be a small little voice out there and to be just a voice for an inspiration for other people, and let them know that, you know, wherever they are on their journey of whether it's starting a business or something else, that, you know, everybody starts somewhere. And if you keep trying, you know, things will happen and things will go your way.
Mm-hmm. Is there maybe one story or comment in particular that has kind of a special place in your heart at this point in your journey?
Yeah, let me think about it. There is actually. So I posted a video and I get real frustrated sometimes with myself where like I'll bake, you know, 70 loaves of bread and 300 croissants and I'll just look at it and I'll be like, God, none of it looks good enough. Like, I don't want to sell any of it. It didn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Customers love what we're doing, but that feeling, I couldn't shake it. So I made a video about it and everybody was like, you have imposter syndrome. You might want to look into, you know, what's causing that. Or, you know, you have a line out the door. Let's let the customer speak for you, not that feeling that you have. So, I guess a lot of strangers that I don't know kind of like shed light on what's going on with me as a person, which I just thought that's incredible. And I think that's what TikTok and the internet is kind of all about, is being able to share your story, and it's a two-way street. And that comment section is, in this particular case, was a really good blessing because it kind of really snapped me out and brought me back to reality.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great to hear that you are doing so well, and I look forward to trying your bread at some point too.
Thank you so much for having me.
This episode was produced by Roche Hemmings.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.